You're listening to a podcast from 702.
Now we are able to talk to the Gauteng MEC for Human Settlements, Mr. Paul Mashatile, who joins me on the line. Mr. Mashatile, good morning.
Good morning, Tolani. How are you?
I'm very well. Thanks indeed for your time. These are difficult times for all concerned. Let me pick up on one of the issues that the people in Eldorado Park, Fine Town, as well as Enadale are raising. They're talking about housing, and they have been for a very long time. What I'd like to know, firstly, is whose responsibility is it? And I'll tell you why I'm asking. The Speaker of the City of Joburg, Vasco Da Gama, was in Enadale yesterday and had a meeting with the community, came back and said the officials in the city are working on resolving the issue. I've also got a statement from the City of Joburg's Herman Mashaba, the Executive Mayor, in which he says, well, actually, there's nothing he can do at the moment up until the 23rd of May, when then he tables his administration's first budget. Maybe the issue of housing will be attended to. Whose responsibility is it?
The responsibility to provide housing in the whole country is the National Department of Human Settlement and provinces. We do, however, work with municipalities where we provide them with funding to build houses. They are responsible to ensure that there is electricity, water, and other facilities. So, in a sense, you can say It's a partnership out there, but we are the leader because the subsidies from national government comes to us. We then pass some of the money to the municipalities. In some instances, we appoint developers ourselves to be able to develop in those areas. So it is true that the city will be involved. It has been involved. In fact, Tolani, yesterday there was a long meeting where officials from my department, the city, what is called Region G, met with the communities out there, including church leaders, etc., where they agreed to now form a steering committee that will meet on Monday.
Mm. But then who determines which part of the city will get housing or houses first?
What we're doing at the moment, we are planning to spread the developments, because we are responsible for the whole province. So we'll meet with the city and say, let's look at the demands for housing throughout the city. You'll find that there are projects throughout the city. We have now decided that what we should do, because there are areas where you can provide more housing because we are building what we call mega cities. We will now be able to spread people around the city, in the long run, even around the province. So you don't, if you need a house and you are in Eldorado Park, mm-hmm. and you are on our list, you don't have to get a house in Eldorado Park. You may get a house in Fleerhof, where it's available. So we'll move people around, because in some of these areas, there isn't enough space to build mega cities. So what is more important is that we must get people on the waiting list. Because I have been informed that some of the people in Eldos were saying they don't know how to get on this waiting list.
Sure.
So we're going to have to improve that so people have this information.
But even the waiting list is so contentious and so controversial, because there are people, including in Eldorado Park where I was before the local government elections, people saying we've been waiting for the houses since 1994. And this is why then I'm asking you, who then determines who gets the houses first? Why is it that they are now saying, look, since 1994, nothing has happened in our community?
Well, we determine that. What we do, we don't allow municipalities to have their separate waiting list. We create one waiting list per area. And as I say, we're now integrating it to be a provincial waiting list. There has been problems, Colin, in the past of queue jumping and so on. We've now taken a decision since the new administration, since 2014, that everybody who applied for a house in the earlier years, 1996, in the main, the waiting list started at that time, are now being prioritized for allocation.
Mm.
The elderly, the people with disabilities and military veterans. So in all the projects, this is a priority. When we look at the list, we start there so that we can clear that backlog.
But would you admit that there's been a huge mishandling of this list? Because in the end, it gets poor communities fighting against each other. You have communities in El Dorado Park, for instance, saying that we colored communities have been ignored by this government. African communities, black people have been given more priority.
Well, at the moment, in terms of our waiting list, we don't discriminate. It is true that in some areas in the past, there was interference with the list. We have changed that now. We're controlling it tightly. But what we do, before we allocate houses in a particular area, we publish the list, put it in a community center or municipal offices where people can come and see their names and see if they are not on the list or if they are and where they are. We have also agreed that we will, in the near future, start allocating people as we build houses, so they don't have to wait, so that as we build, people know in that particular stand where government is building, that's where I'm allocated, that's my stand. Secondly, we have agreed that because of the pressure of housing in Gauteng, we will also be allowing people who are able to build their own houses, we allocate them stand, we put water and other services, electricity, and allow them to build. There's been a lot of demand for that, so we've introduced that program and we're pushing it very hard so that we build houses, we allocate stands, we build rental accommodation. So our mega cities now is mixed development and is mainly in well-located areas in the province and our cities. And as I said, we allocate people throughout the region to various projects. Yeah.
And when people hear about these projects, megacity, this and the other, they take that as a promise that we will get our houses, let's say, in a year or 2 years' time. And they get disappointed when politicians make these promises and none of them are fulfilled, which is exactly what is happening in all these communities, because they are able to say to us that politicians before this election came here and made these promises.
Well, Kolani, the pressure in Gauteng is quite high with the demand. If we estimate our backlog around 600,000, just this end of the financial year that just have ended, 2016, we've in Gauteng built more than 33,000 houses. Obviously, the demand is much more. We have now been given another budget of 5 billion. We're hoping to build another number like that, probably even more if we add some stands. So yes, there is pressure. Some communities may wait close to 5 years for housing because of the demand, but we are pushing.
Yeah.
The mega cities that I'm talking about currently under consideration, about 31 new mega cities.
Sure, but what complicates issues even further, you would admit, is corruption within the housing provision.
There's no doubt that in the past there has been interference with the list, but it has not been out of control. In many areas, people have received their houses as they appear on the waiting list. We are controlling that tightly. I've met with all MMCs. We're making sure that there is one list. There is no introduction of people who must jump the queue. So, yes, we are tightening up, Polani, because housing is such a sensitive issue and there's a huge demand in the province.
All right. Paul Mashatile is the Gauteng MEC for Human Settlements.